Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
On Deepening Darwin's Dilemma by Jonathan Wells. The newly released film, Darwin's Dilemma, argues that the geologically abrupt appearance of the major groups of animals, technically called the phyla, in the Cambrian explosion posed a serious problem for Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. In fact, Darwin himself knew this. And that subsequent fossil discoveries, far from solving the problem, have made it worse. In January 2009, however, the Journal of the Geological Society of London published an article titled "A Solution to Darwin's Dilemma of 1859. So, is Darwin's dilemma solved or not? According to Darwin's theory, all living things are modified descendants of a common ancestor. New species do not appear abruptly, but evolve from pre-existing species through a continuous series of intermediate forms. The history of life could then be represented as one great tree, as Darwin called it, with the universal common ancestor at its base and the many species we see today at the tips of its branches. By 1859, geologists had discovered the broad outlines of Earth's history in its rocks. But the fossils in those rocks did not fit the branching tree pattern of Darwin's theory. In The Origin of Species, Darwin declared that if his theory of evolution were true, this is a quote now from Darwin, "It is indisputable that before the lowest Cambrian stratum was deposited, the world swarmed with living creatures," end of quote. Yet Darwin admitted that the fossil record below the Cambrian seemed to be bereft of such creatures. Instead, here's a quote again, "species belonging to several of the main divisions of the animal kingdom suddenly appear in the lowest known fossiliferous rocks," end of quote, without any evidence of prior ancestral forms. Darwin frankly acknowledged that this lack of ancestral forms may be truly urged as a valid argument against his theory. Darwin argued that fossils of the ancestors of Cambrian animals once existed, but were destroyed by the heat and pressure that produced metamorphic rocks. "I look at the geological record," he wrote, "as a history of the world imperfectly kept." He thus concluded that the main divisions of the animal kingdom only, quote, "falsely appear to us to have been abruptly introduced," end quote, in the Cambrian. Since 1959, however, many Precambrian fossils have been found, including microfossils of single-celled bacteria in rocks more than 3 billion years old. In addition, multicellular Precambrian fossils have been found in the Ediacara Hills of Australia, though there is continuing debate over whether any, or how many, of the Ediacaran fossils were animals, or what relationship, if any, they had to the Cambrian phyla. In 1998, Cambridge University paleobiologist Simon Conway Morris, who, by the way, is featured in the film Darwin's Dilemma, wrote, this is a quote, "Apart from the few Ediacaran survivors, there seems to be a sharp demarcation between the strange world of Ediacaran life and the relatively familiar Cambrian fossils," end quote. So there is now no shortage of Precambrian fossils. Not only do we have fossils of bacteria, but we also have many fossils of soft-bodied multicellular organisms. Conway Morris wrote in 1998, quote, "In the Ediacaran organisms, there is no evidence for any skeletal hard parts. Ediacaran fossils look as if they were effectively soft-bodied," end quote. The same is true of many of the organisms fossilized in the Cambrian explosion. The Burgess Shale, for example, includes many fossils of completely soft-bodied animals. These remarkable fossils, according to Conway Morris, reveal not only their outlines, but sometimes even internal organs, such as the intestines or muscles. But Darwin's excuse for the absence of innumerable Precambrian intermediates for the Cambrian phyla was that they had been too small or too delicate to survive heat and pressure. The discovery of microscopic and soft-bodied Precambrian fossils makes Darwin's excuse sound hollow, and the more such discoveries are made, the hollower it sounds. Richard Callow and Martin Brazier reported in the January 2009 issue of the Journal of the Geological Society, London, quote, a variety of exceptionally preserved microbes, unquote, from the late Precambrian rocks in England that address what they call the paradox known as Darwin's dilemma. At the same time, Science Daily announced that a solution to the puzzle which has come to be known as Darwin's dilemma has been uncovered by scientists at the University of Oxford. But Darwin's dilemma was not an absence of fossils. Darwin's dilemma was the absence of intermediate fossils, showing that the Cambrian phyla diverged from a common ancestor. Callow and Brazier didn't solve Darwin's dilemma. Actually, they put one more nail in the coffin of Darwin's attempt to salvage his theory from it. The more microfossils we find before the Cambrian, the more implausible is Darwin's excuse that such fossils as did exist were not preserved. So the truth is that the exceptionally preserved microbes reported by Callow and Brazier from the late Precambrian actually deepen Darwin's dilemma.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.